Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Kaffee in seiner besten Form. Mit Cubo wird jeder Kaffee auf Knopfdruck zum Genussmoment. Denn mit der neuen Cubo One Kapselmaschine von Chibo genießt du feinsten Spitzenkaffee aus besonderen Anbaugebieten. Vollmundige Aromen dank innovativer Press-Brew-Technologie und über 17 Sorten Kaffee für jeden Geschmack. Erlebe Premium-Kaffee schon ab 29 Euro. Entdecke jetzt die Cubo-Kapselmaschinen in deiner Chibo-Filiale und auf chibo.de.
The games are only a distraction. This world is a strange one. Arcades are an endangered species this day and age. They once served as time wasters, as pocket change babysitters for your overactive children. Nowadays, they are pixelated ruins that mark the birth of an industry. But back in the day, they were alive with activity. And sometimes, there were people there that weren't there for the games. Tonight, Mortis Media joins me in sharing with you these 4 true arcade scary stories. Be sure to check out his channel, specifically his new video on the same subject, for bonus stories from both of us. Click his icon and continue the horror. Now, grab your quarters and pepper spray. Let's get the high score. Number 1. I was 10 years old when this happened. My mother left me in one of the arcade shops in a mall while she goes to do some shopping. After several games, I decided to play DDR and asked a guide, well, I thought he was a guide at first because he was dressed like one, to teach me how to use it. He was a tall and dark man with curly black hair and a beard and seemed like he was in his late 30s, which made him look a lot older than the other 2 employees working in the shop. But of course, since I'm just a child at the time, I didn't care about such details. He looked really nice and helpful at first sight anyway. He obliged, taught me a little, and watched me closely as I danced through the game. I didn't mind it at first, because I thought he was just trying to make sure I can manage myself in the game, before tending to the other kids. However, several songs later, he was still standing beside the game screen, watching me. I don't know exactly how to describe his stares, but they're the kind that made me feel so unpleasant and uncomfortable that I could no longer concentrate on the game and eventually stop playing. Even just recalling the memory of his stares until now sends shivers down my spine. I walked away, deciding to play other games. But he followed me to every single one. I kept doing it, playing different games every 5 minutes or so, hoping he'd get fed up and leave me alone. But he didn't. He kept following me. What makes it even creepier, though, is that his facial expression changed from being the kind employee earlier and slowly turning to something a lot more serious and dark. The more he followed me, the more he stared at me, the more it changed. It took far too long to realize. Taking a closer look, this man was no employee, and he wasn't exactly wearing a uniform, but his clothes could have been easily mistaken as one. I was a really shy kid, and despite having so many other children, their parents, and other employees in that shop with me, I didn't muster the courage to ask anyone for help. Since I was alone, they all seemed to think he was my guardian, I guess. No one paid us any attention. I tried really hard to ignore his presence and just continue playing different games, hoping my tokens wouldn't run out and that my mother would come pick me up soon. Until finally, I decided not to wait for my mom anymore and just make my way to the grocery store myself. I was about to go down the stairs. The arcade shop was on the 2nd floor and the grocery was on the ground floor. When I noticed that this man is still following me. He caught up to me fast, and to my surprise, he whispered something in my ear, though I couldn't hear him well because of the noises from the arcade nearby. Noticing my confused and pale expression, he smiled. It was a very creepy smile as he slowly held my right shoulder and repeated more loudly, "What's your name?" Fortunately, at that very moment, my mother came to pick me up. I looked back at the man and all of a sudden, his expression changed back to the kind and helpful guy who guided me earlier in the game. Still scared, I watched him as he played the nice guy to my mom, who wasn't suspecting a single thing. I didn't tell my mom that this guy was stalking me and scaring me either. I just really wanted to leave and get out of there as fast as we could. When we were leaving, I looked back at the man once more, and I really wish I didn't, because he was still staring at me, waving. He winked and silently mouthed the words, "I'll see you." Honestly, I've never been so scared throughout my childhood. Number 2. Read by Mortis Media.
This happened probably 9 years ago, making me 11. I was at the local laser tag arena, in the arcade with a friend of my family's. We frequented this location on many occasions, and it had never been known to have bad cell phone signal. Unfortunately, I was not lucky enough to have a cell phone at the time, so I used my friend's dad's phone to call my mum at home. I scrolled through the contacts and I found her name and number saved into the phone and called to ask if I could sleep over at the friend's house. She picked up the phone and I asked her, as normal, if I could sleep over my friend's house. Once I'd finished asking, I waited for her to reply. But she just responded with, "You must have the wrong number," and then hung up the phone. I then looked at the telephone number, and it was indeed my house number. Confused, thinking it could have been a joke, I called again. I asked once more when my mother picked up the phone, but she delivered the same response as before. She hung up again. I was getting quite paranoid now. I looked at the phone one more time and revised the number digit by digit. It was 100% correct. So I dial one last time. This time, she picks up. I'm kind of panicked and asked her what's been happening, and said that I'm not amused by the fact that she's been playing with me these last two calls. She, on the other hand, is completely confused and says that I haven't called at all. I brush it off and ask my favour, and then she says yes. I check the calls going out of the phone and there are 3 dialed calls to my home number. I was pretty shaken. But I was young and didn't understand what may have been happening. It was her though. It was her voice and it was our number. I didn't appreciate it then, but now that I realized how glitched out that was, it really does scare me.
Number 3. This happened about 13 years ago. I was 6 years old and I got invited to a birthday party at an arcade. It was located in a shopping mall that wasn't very safe, but as a little kid, I didn't mind too much about it being safe or not. So I just kept insisting until my mom said that I could go. She decided to come with me to the arcade that day. We entered the mall together and saw a few strange-looking men around the arcade locale. My mom then commented that it seemed weird that mature men without children would be around the arcade, but I didn't pay attention to her since I was too excited to go and play with the other kids. At first, my mom kept me company nearby and played some of the games with me, but after a while, she was tired and decided to sit at the end of the locale with the other parents. The arcade was fairly large, so my mom could not keep an eye on me the whole time, so I tried to stay close to her. After a moment of playing a sort of whack-a-mole type game, I saw that a big man with a scruffy beard and a large backpack was getting really close to where I was. I kept paying attention to my game until I realized that the man had gotten right behind me. I could even feel his breath. When I turned around, the man smiled and told me to keep playing. So I did, but then he started to cheer me on, saying things like, "Go, baby, make daddy proud," and offering me tokens. I knew this guy was not supposed to be there, and I got pretty scared. He kept talking to me and asking for my mom. At this point, I freaked out, and I ran as fast as I could to where she was. When I told my mom what had happened, she just warned the other parents and took me home. That guy was nowhere in sight when we came out. We never went back to that arcade. It makes me sad to see all the news about kidnapped children in parks, schools, and other places, because they aren't being watched. But I'm very grateful that my mom taught me about the dangers of being alone and to speaking to strangers in situations like these. And number 4, read by Mortis Media.
I was meeting up with a friend. He had actually been an online friend for years. We met through gaming when I was a teen. He'd joined the military and ended up at a base near where I lived. So I picked him up from the airport, and we went to hang out for the day. We hit up a Gameworks, which is an arcade, and after a couple of hours we decided to head out back to my car. I was parked in an underground parking garage on the second underground floor. On street level in the main lobby, there was an elevator to the left, a bulletin board to the right, and stairs to the far left corner. A man and a woman were reading something on the bulletin board. Being the lazy young men we were, we took the elevator, stepped in, and pushed the G2 button. We then started talking about the games we'd just played, as we felt and heard the elevator descend the floors. As we were talking, we could physically see the numbers change from 1 to G1 to G2. We hear the familiar ding and we step out of the elevator. But we look around perplexed as we find ourselves on the ground floor. The couple in front of us who were reading the bulletin board turned around and gave us a creepy stalker look. We look at each other and just mouth, "Did that just happen?" We headed for the stairs and reached G2. Then I turned and asked him, "So, you felt the elevator move, right?" "Yeah. I felt it move down and stop, and I saw the number change to G2. "Yeah. So what the hell just happened?" To this day, we have absolutely no explanation for what happened. This probably isn't the scariest thing you've ever heard, but it gives me chills when I think about it. And we are both completely certain that we felt it move, and vividly recall seeing the numbers change. So it had to have moved. I'd call myself insane if I experienced this alone, but since I had my friend there, and he records exactly the same details as I know for a fact that it must have happened. If anything, it would explain why the couple looked at us so strangely when they left the elevator as well.
It's almost sad seeing these old sights of fun and games slowly disappearing. But after these stories, maybe that's a good thing. Those dark, barely lit lounges could easily become a hunting ground. Luckily, we can play games in the safety of our own homes. Yes, turn up the volume, grab a controller. Surely no one is going to come through the front door you forgot to lock. Good night. Be sure to like, share, comment, and subscribe if you enjoyed the video. And definitely give Mortis Media some well-deserved attention by checking out his channel. Thanks.